Well, there was some other news out of Europe today, big news that had nothing to do with President Obama or Ukraine or Russia. The European Central Bank said it is cutting its benchmark interest rate to a record low and that it will start charging interest on deposits. It's going to do that negative interest rate policy because of fears of deflation. And if you're thinking to yourself right now, I wish I'd paid more attention in my college econ class. Adolfo Laurenti is here to help. He is chief international economist at Mesirow Financial, and he's with us from WBEZ in Chicago. Adolfo, welcome.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, it's good to have you. And tell us, first of all, what that means, negative interest rates.
Basically, the European Central Bank will begin to charge banks for the excess reserves they have with the central bank itself. So it's a completely turnaround concept from what we are used to, which is the borrower, if you want, is paying an interest rate for the money that banks leave at central banks, like it's happening in the United States.
Well, would anybody take that deal? Would anybody want to go in and pay the bank to keep their money?
Well, that's the tricky part. You want to have that negative interest rates small so that the banks will actually have an incentive to do something with their money and maybe pay some to the central banks. You do not want to have that too big because the risk is that banks would just hold the cash and give nothing to the central bank. Why to do that in the first place? This is something very unconventional, very, very new. It's an experiment. We are very curious to see how it will work in practice.
Well, we know that they did it in Denmark a couple of years ago with a 0.2% negative rate on bank deposits. How did that go?
It was a very short experiment. It was coming in a very specific moment of a crisis for Denmark. It's a useful tool. It's definitely in the toolkit of central banks, but now it's implemented on a much larger scale and probably with a different goals than what Denmark did in the past. So again, it's an experiment, and it will be very interesting to see once again this unprecedented policy implemented by a central bank.
Well, and the fear here is that there is going to be deflation going on, or there already is deflation going on in Europe. We see a story in the New York Times this week about a barber in Athens who used to charge 30 euros for a haircut and now only charges 7 euros for 5 euros for a haircut. Is that really happening across Europe, deflation? And explain what that means.
It's a mixed bag. We have some countries that have suffered most from the economic crisis, where in fact we are seeing negative prices, negative inflation or deflation. That means that in average, the prices are coming down, not moving up as it happens in inflation, like the experience that we are most commonly used to. So in some countries it is happening, in some other countries there is still some room, but make no mistake, prices at the Eurozone level has been trending down for almost 2 years now, so it's a clear and present danger, and that's exactly what prompted the European Central Bank to act.
Well, you know, some people may hear that, oh, prices are coming down, that sounds like a good thing. Why is that such a bad thing when we see deflation in an economy?
Well, it's a good thing when it's coming out because we have a improvement in quality, like think our technology. So that would be exciting. In reality, deflation may be risky because if people have an expectation that prices will come down, they will postpone purchases. Why to buy something today if I can buy cheaper tomorrow? And when you aggregate all of these across the economy, chances are that it's very difficult for growth to take place right now, which is what really want both in the United States and especially in Europe. There is a second danger in deflation. Deflation is really picking a winner, the lender, and punishing a loser, the borrowers. If you are a borrower, you need to repay your money that is more valuable than it was when you borrowed it. So it makes repaying and servicing the debt much more burdensome. Now, who are the big borrowers in Europe? The sovereign countries. And that's exactly part of the problem we had, the sovereign debt crisis. So deflation could be very, very dangerous in a region where we already had that type of challenges.
Have we seen deflation in the past? And what are the big examples of deflation?
Well, the big example is the Great Depression we had in the United States and across the world in the 1930s. And that was such a terrible experience that all the practices of central banking since then have really been focusing on reflating the economy or managing mild inflation, but avoid at all cost deflation. In recent years, we had some experience with deflation in Japan. Clearly, that was not good for their economy either. But I would say on a global scale, we really had managed to avoid a bad deflation like the experience in the 1930s. And that was the major concern for the ECB, prevent and avoid to go there.
Well, is that really still a risk for Europe? We did see that at least in the first quarter of this year, the economic growth has gone into positive territory in the Eurozone, although just barely 0.2%. How much danger is Europe still in from the debt crisis?
Well, there is always some risk from the debt crisis because, unfortunately, the adjustment in the fiscal positions has been very slow in many countries. In fact, in some countries, the position has deteriorated. Look at France. So when you look at France, you look at Italy, you look at Greece still struggling. The sovereign debt crisis persists and might become a danger. In terms of deflation, as I mentioned, some countries are more exposed, Italy, Spain, Greece. Some countries should be okay. Overall, I think the risk is low. I think that what the European Central Bank did today will probably avoid to go there. But again, the cost associated with deflation is so high that you definitely want to take some extra insurance and avoid that to happen.
Adolfo Laurenti is chief international economist with Mesirow Financial. He's been joining us from Chicago to talk about this move today by the European Central Bank to go into negative interest rate territory, charging depositors to keep their money at the bank. Adolfo, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.